You're listening to a podcast from 702. 702.
The BRICS Report. China.
Indeed, and let me welcome in our studios now Dr. Martin Davis. He is Managing Director, Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte. Good to see you, Dr. Davis.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
Thanks for coming. Well, already we're talking about what's going on in China this week. We're reporting GDP figures, good GDP figures, manufacturing. It's all looking good in China.
The Chinese keep on steamrolling ahead. This is an economy that's still above 6.5% to 7% sort of range. Clive, just a small sort of bit of information. When's the last time South Africa obtained 7% economic growth? I checked. It's exactly 50 years ago.
What?
And this is sort of a routine year every year for three decades of a Chinese performance, GDP performance. It's absolutely incredible.
Amazing. Now, they say they are shifting from exporting to importing.
It certainly is the case. I mean, I looked at some figures recently and it's in the next focus by 2020. The forecast is that China will be importing $8 trillion of goods stuff into that economy. Jack Ma, who's probably the most famous Chinese entrepreneur, certainly the wealthiest Chinese, $28 billion net worth. This is a guy you recall runs Alibaba.
Yep.
He was giving a talk recently in the US. He's actually in Kenya this week. He pitches up in Nairobi this week, giving a talk to Kenyan tech entrepreneurs in Nairobi.
Very Those are serious tech entrepreneurs there as well.
And the message that Jack Ma has been saying, the same message he mentioned to Donald Trump a few months ago, he's looking to create 1 million U.S. jobs in the U.S. Now, how's he doing that? Well, largely because of this China shifting from an export-driven economy, increasing to one that's consumer-driven. Two-thirds of China's growth last year came from consumption. And Jack Ma, certainly, Alibaba, this is a company he's built. As mentioned, his personal worth is $28 billion. This company is bigger in value than Facebook and does more revenue in terms of sales than eBay and Amazon combined. Such is the power of e-commerce in China, and this is why China is shifting from its export-driven economy, of course it's still very strong, to this new consumption driver. It's an amazing story.
It is an amazing story. It's interesting also that you say Jack Ma is in Kenya, because I see that China is also saying it will provide $2 billion credit to manufacturers in Ghana.
Yes, I mean, you know, China has an increasingly pervasive presence, as we often speak about, across our own continent. And it was announced in the last week or so that Chinese government is one of Chinese leading banks is creating a $2 billion fund to be channeled through domestic Ghanaian banks in line with the new Ghanaian government's policy of building factories at very local level in every district in the entire country, which there are 216 districts. So the government's policy is one district, one factory. And the Chinese government with $2 billion is supporting this. Now, typically in Ghana, interest rates from your domestic banks are 25%. How do you build a business colony with 25% interest rates? So Chinese financing is coming in, very low single-digit interest rates, and hopefully supporting entrepreneurship and industrialization in the Ghanaian economy.
Very interesting. And also in China, they're talking about these new airports. Are these just pie in the sky?
Well, there was an article in Caixin this week in one of China's leading sort of private media houses. The plan, again, Chinese government plans do tend to work out, but the plan was to build over 500 airports in the next 3 years.
500?
500, supposedly adding $146 billion, that's the official figure, to the sector. China, a few weeks ago, Chinese airlines ordered over 200 Airbus passenger aircraft. So you can see the growth of this sector. But, you know, typical Chinese provinces and municipal level governments have been a bit too enthusiastic and now are building over 900 airports in the course of the next 3 years. Whether they'll achieve it, whether it's necessary or probably not, but these make for fantastic quantitative headline growth figures. Whether sort of the market's catching up and it's truly productive growth is another story. But as you initially started off, this is what's supporting these high growth figures, this incredible investment into, we hope, economically enabling productive infrastructure for the long term.
They have no idea how to do small things. Hey, it all comes in 900 airports.
Everything in China is a big number. And one other stat I must throw in, because I read this yesterday, that it comes talks to imports. In the next 5 years, China will be adding, in terms of consumption, an economy equal in size to Germany. Germany's GDP is about $3.5 trillion.
Yeah.
That's roughly 10 times ours. So put things in a local sort of comparative context. China will be adding, in terms of consumption, 10 South Africas in the next 5 years.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Martin Davis, I must thank you very much for coming through. He's Managing Director at Emerging Markets and Africa, Managing Director Emerging Markets and Africa at Deloitte. Good to see you. Thank you very much for popping into our studio.